Alberta broke its previous measles record of 843 cases set in 1985 when the tally reached 868 on Thursday. This should not be happening and did not need to happen. We know that these outbreaks continue to expand, said Dr. Shelley Duggan, president of the Alberta Medical Association, in an online statement. Canada has until October to demonstrate that local transmission is under control, or we risk losing our measles elimination status. I am doubtful that can occur in this province by then, but we have to try. She said most of the cases in Alberta have been in the South Zone, where the situation is so dire that the public message from government is, just assume that you have been exposed, wherever you go. On Friday, 11 new cases were reported in Alberta to reach 879, including 6 new cases in the South Zone where there have been 612 cases, and 5 new cases in the North Zone that has seen 139. Central Zone has seen 104 cases so far, and there have been 6 in Edmonton, and 18 in Calgary. Measles is an extremely contagious disease that spreads easily through the air. On Friday, 22 cases were known to be infectious. Measles symptoms include a fever of 38.3°C or higher, cough, runny nose and/or red eyes, and a red, blotchy rash that appears 3 to 7 days after fever starts, typically beginning behind the ears and on the face and spreading down the body and then to the arms and legs. But measles vaccine is highly effective at preventing infection and complications. In Alberta, the vaccine is available free of charge. Those who are pregnant, less than 5 years of age, or have weakened immune systems, are at greatest risk of complications from measles. Measles can be dangerous because 1 in 10 people with measles will get middle ear or lung infections. 1 in 1,000 people with measles will get encephalitis, swelling of the brain, which can lead to seizures, deafness or brain damage. 1 to 3 of every 1,000 people with measles will die. For potential exposure details, or to learn how to protect against measles, visit www.alberta.ca/measles.